You're tuned to Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Michigan has just over 13,000 children in its foster care system. Most are living in licensed homes, but many live with relatives who are either licensed or unlicensed to provide care. Still others are in child caring institutions. May is National Foster Care Month, and as part of that observance, one Mid-Michigan agency is sponsoring an exhibition of artwork made by foster care children in search of adoption. Joining me in the studio today, Tamara Johnson. Tamara's the Community Relations and Marketing Director for St. Vincent Catholic Charities. Welcome, Tamara.
Thank you.
Also with us, Whitney Banks, the agency's adoption recruiter. Welcome to Current State.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Whitney, in general, who are these kids? What circumstances have brought them to you at St. Vincent Catholic Charities?
These children are mostly kids that have been abused, have experienced all forms of abuse and neglect. These kids come from situations such as physical abuse, emotional and sexual abuse, as well as having severe long-term neglect.
How many kids are under your purview right now at St. Vincent?
The kids that I serve a small number of children, which is 10, because I travel the state of Michigan visiting these children. They're not local. They're everywhere. And I visit them once a month, and I help prepare them for adoption as well as prepare families that I found that could be a suitable match for these kids.
Okay. And you're officially, your title is adoption recruiter. What does that mean?
That means is that I have a smaller caseload where I work with children with various agencies. I service St. Vincent, but I also service other agencies as well with their kids. Particularly what we do is that our kids that have been in the system for a very long period of time, especially our teenagers, they are the ones who receive this service. So if a worker feels as if, like, okay, we need an extra service to help find these kids' families, they will make a referral to our program, and then I will go out and I can help them come up with a recruitment plan to help this child gain permanency.
Recently, our Kevin Lavery here at Current State visited with a few of the young people in the foster care system. He wanted to learn a little more about them and help give voice to their concerns. We're going to hear now from Bryce. Bryce is 16 years old. For proprietary reasons, we're not giving Bryce's last name, but Bryce talked about how he came into foster care. Let's listen.
Long story, but my parents did something they shouldn't have done. So that happened. The state had to take me. Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I'm 16. I was 4 when I took them away. So about 12 years.
So you've been in foster care since then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that feel like?
It's difficult because there's so many kids that you meet that have the same problem and they're looking just for the same thing that you're looking for. It's difficult to know that not everyone's going to be able to get one family.
What are you looking for? I know it's a big question.
Well, I don't know exactly, but I know I'm looking for a family who's caring and who wants to know about me and learn more.
What would you want people to know about you? Who is Bryce?
He's very creative. He likes to play video games, go outside. He loves soccer. He's a twin, which is very important.
You've got some artwork here. What are we looking at here?
Just kind of a collage. I just found certain things that I got in magazines that represent art to me. First, I have like all these metal scraps of letters, and they're just randomly placed in areas. I like that. And this last one is a robot. I don't know exactly what it is, but I like just the shape of it.
And you've got the words "Golden Genius" toward the bottom. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, I'm really smart. I like to. I'm clever in finding ways to get out of things. You have to get out of situations.
Everybody has their gifts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, everyone does.
Well, that was Bryce, who was served by St. Vincent Catholic Charities here in Lansing. And we're talking with our guests, Whitney Banks. And Tamara, let's turn to you. What we just heard from Bryce.
Right.
What are we learning in Michigan about foster kids' outcomes?
Well, I think we would hope that we're actually making some progress in placing these children into homes. You know, the state of Michigan has been very active in making sure that these children have the support that they need. They have extended the foster care age. They did that back in 2012 from 18 to 21 if children do make that decision to stay in the system. And so what we're trying to do is make sure those support systems are there for them moving forward. And currently the kids that are in care, you know, there's a lot of resources available. I think St. Vincent Catholic Charities is a perfect example. You know, we have a psychiatrist on staff that's available to our children. We have very loving and caring case managers, people with positions like Whitney's, who's actively out there pursuing families for these children.
Whitney, what have we learned anything important since 2011, since the age was raised from 18 to 21?
In my opinion, yes. Because
what have we learned?
I feel like we have learned that even though these kids are 18 and by law they're considered as adults, but really they really have not learned how to navigate this world just yet, because some of them have not had good examples of what it's like to really navigate the actual adult world. So by them still staying in the system, they still have support, they still have resources, and they have people who they identified as people that have healthy relationships, you know, in order for them to succeed in this world. Now, it's not ideal because they're not coming from a typical family if they age out of foster care, because some of our kids do go to independent living programs, which is institutional programs that help children gain that support to live out on their own. And that's not your ideal family where you have a mom or a dad or some type of support system to kind of show you how to live on your own. So they have a different perspective. And by them staying in our care, at least these kids can feel somewhat safe. They feel like, okay, you just didn't kick me out and put me on the street and have me to, you know, fend for myself. At least I have something. And with the state, our children are eligible to go to college for free. They get a free college education. They have, for instance, MSU, they have FAME, which is for foster children who are in the system. Other universities, they have these programs as well. They help cater to these kids. So it just took people to take a stand saying, hey, we shouldn't just stop at 18 because of these kids' situation. We need to continue to help them.
Some of these kids are in their late teens. Mm-hmm. They're reaching an age when they might be overlooked by people considering mm-hmm. adoption.
Yes.
How does that play out here in 2014?
You know, it's the reality of adoption is the older you are, the harder it is for a teenager to become adopted. It is the reality of it because parents, they have their own fears. And the most common thing that I hear from families is, oh, what if I can't mold them to be what I want them to be? I can't change them. What if they go back to their birth parents? Or what if they're just using our family just as a place to kind of like just wait till they age out and they can go off and do their own thing? But it's quite interesting working with these young people is that they want to change. Mm. They don't want to stay in the same, you know, situation that they're in. They want to have that loving person to help them. And I am on my soapbox right now, and I know that. But I say, regardless if you're 16, 17, or 18, you're still a child. They're still kids, and they need to have that guidance.
Tamara, there's an art exhibit coming up Sunday at Absolute Gallery in Lansing. Tell us about that.
Right. We are going to be having an adoption art exhibit where the kids actually created vision boards with the theme In Our Voices. And so these boards are really showing who the children are, you know, what they want out of a family. As Bryce spoke about, what things that they feel like highlight their personal interest and things like that. So that's going to be Sunday, May 4th. 2 p.m. is actually the start of the program. Whitney is going to allow the kids to actually stand up and present their artwork. So you want to make sure you don't miss that.
Tamara Johnson is the Community Relations and Marketing Director for St. Vincent Catholic Charities in Lansing, and Whitney Banks is the agency's adoption recruiter. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you
very much.
Earlier in this interview, you heard from a young man named Bryce. We have one more conversation for you to hear now. Current State's Kevin Lavery, again, spoke with a budding young poet. Tashiana is 16 years old. Here she is reciting her work, Generation.
How God created us, He formed us in many different ways. Some people came out smart, some people came out brave. All of us are different, we will never be the same. So now that our generation is gone, the world in today's society has changed. Sometimes I wonder how our ancestors were really made. Now that I realize, life has faded away. I never figured how hard it would be to see a horrible place not setting my family free. I had to look upon the things they did for me. I had to speak the word of justice for history. I want to speak the truth. I want to speak for peace. I want to say I love you even though we never spoke. If you are far away, so high up in the sky, I will never forgive you. This is my time to say goodbye.
Tashiana, what do you want for yourself?
I want bonding, good relationships, and I just want to be happy. Because in today's society, people need homes. Like, seriously, people need homes. Like, without homes, they will be on the streets selling anything or doing anything to get what they need. So I feel like in life, children and teens, basically, period, everybody needs a home and someone to call family.